We wanted to come back and be close to both my family and Jordan's family, who live up in Crookston and Thief River Falls. But we also wanted to live in a place that was surrounded by trees and water, because when we lived out in Washington, that was the biggest part of the biggest draw for us. Not only were the people inspiring, but the scenery was epic. We knew we couldn't go back to living somewhere flat or somewhere without trees. So pioneering our way in the middle of the woods was kind of our only option.
Kelly and Jordan Lindquist moved away from Minnesota as young adults. They've now returned to the North Woods to, as Thoreau said, to live the life they've imagined.
We were influenced by a lot of entrepreneurial people that were inspired to do their own art. We knew a lot of people that had been successful living the dream that they wanted to live. And we kind of were faced with a choice to either stay living on the West Coast or to do our dream and build a house here. So we dug a big hole and started to build a house.
Along with the building of that house was the creation of their business, Leaning Cedars Studios. It's their part-time labor of love, and it's home to their creations of stained glass, photography, and music. It's where they collaborate, challenge each other, and bond. I talked to them about their stained glass work and how it got started.
We took stained glass classes together, and we did it for a little while, and then we had our daughter. And when you have a little one crawling around the house, it's kind of hard to work with shards of glass and hot soldering irons. And so it kind of got put on the back burner for a number of years. And then when we moved back here, we broke it out again and started creating. And we put together a website online and doing craft fairs. And yeah.
Stained glass is art that I have such great admiration for, but I know very little about the process. What is the process like?
The process usually starts with a drawing. We both do a lot of the design work. Starts with a tiny sketch.
A lot of the times it's just, we'll both just sit down with a sketch pad and put on some really good music and let our imaginations run wild, and you make a full-size pattern from that.
Then you start selecting glass. And glass
Kelly has a great eye for color, so.
Oh, thank you. Glass comes in all different colors and textures, and can have it with bubbles and crackles and
waves and ripples, and
you can do just about anything with glass. They don't always go together quite right, and they don't always break exactly as you expect them to, but
there's burns and blood and all that goes along with it.
We've actually discovered, living in Minnesota and trying to have a glass studio that moves inside and then is outside and then is back inside again, we've learned you have to let your glass warm up before you try taking the soldering iron to it, because a finished piece will explode.
Thermal shock from the hot soldering iron on cold glass will make it shatter.
It will. So it's science also. We don't just do like regular stained glass window hangings. We'll also incorporate weird antique throwaway items that have no other purpose but to be turned into art. We've made a couple lamps out of old wooden radio bodies. We made a lamp out of an old metal sprinkler. Hand us a bottle capper and we can turn it into a lamp.
There's no such thing as too big.
What's the biggest piece?
I was working for a company that built and restored church windows. And the biggest piece I worked on was for the First Presbyterian Church in Ely, which is a beautiful piece. If you ever are in Ely, I recommend, it's just a block off the main drag, I recommend going and checking it out. It's a locally based piece that features a lot of the local, there's wildlife and there's some mining things in there, and the town of Ely is featured in it, and along with the liturgical things. It's actually six windows. The two big ones are about 8 feet wide and 11 feet tall. And then there's four of them that are about 2.5 or 3 feet wide and 7 feet tall, if I remember right.
How many thousands of pieces
I believe
did you
there
cut
was,
out?
I believe I cut out somewhere in the neighborhood of 11,000 pieces for that project.
Kelly and Jordan are passionate about each other, about their daughter, and about their stained glass projects. They inspire each other. But I had to ask about the dynamics of working together.
What do you say if you see her
do a piece, or vice versa, working on something, and you think it'll work better tweaking it a certain way. How does that happen?
Fisticuffs.
No. Do you take each other's constructive criticism well? Or do you
In general, we usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say for the most part, we listen to each other. We'll squabble sometimes if I really feel like this needs to be a different color, or I really feel that it needs to be horizontal versus vertical.
It sounds like you really trust her eye.
I do.
He does.
So if she has a suggestion, if she suggests something to you.
Oh, I do it, obviously.
No, and Jordan has incredible skills. There hasn't been a piece that I haven't gone, hey, so I know this might be hard, but do you think you could build this for me? And he has yet to back down from a challenge, so.
In addition to creating stained glass art at their Leaning Cedars studios, Kelly and Jordan Lindquist work outside of the home, and they have a daughter that they're raising. I asked them about balancing their work life and their art life.
Our daughter always comes first.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make time for your family, but when you create with your family, with your husband, it's not always all bad.
Yeah, we like each other.
We do most of the time. So we're lucky enough that way that we can work our part-time job together and get to see each other. Whenever the mood strikes, we work.
What lessons have you learned from working on your art that have translated well into regular day-to-day life?
Patience.
I think the ability to see all the small things and the small details. When you notice that in photography or in stained glass art, it kind of makes you appreciate all the smaller things that surround you in your everyday life.
That's Kelly and Jordan Lindquist. They own and operate Leaning Cedars Studios near Pennington, Minnesota, where they collaborate on a wide range of stained glass projects as well as fulfill custom stained glass orders. You can check out their stained glass work and Kelly's photography at leaningcedars.com. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
Listen to the wind blow.
Area Voices on Northern Community Radio, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.